a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will please come to order. I would please have everyone please turn off your cell phone or put them on vibrate. And I will have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Cutler.
Here.
Hansen. Here. Krebs.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Hunstad.
Here.
Brisley.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
Seven present.
We have a quorum. The chair apologizes for being late. We have a stoplight that's out south of Pier, and you can't get on 83. So finally, after waiting for about 5 minutes, I decided to go south, turn around, and come north. The Secretary of Transportation has just told us that that's a city issue. He's probably going to be talking today, so he probably wanted to get that out of the way early. The minutes have been provided in your books. The chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Been moved by Senator Fredlesley, seconded by Senator Krebs to approve the minutes as written. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. On behalf of the chair, I'd like to welcome everyone here that's in the audience and those people that are here on the internet. We have a page with us today. If you'll lean over and tell us where you're from and what you plan on doing with your life. We got one here in the front also.
Elizabeth Bogue from Faith, South Dakota, and I plan to go to the Air Force Academy.
Oh. Wow.
Who's your dad?
Eric. And I'm Thomas Tolton. I'm from Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and next year I'm going to go to Yale University for history or political science. So,
good. All right. If you do have handouts, please give them to one of the pages, and they can pass them out to the committee and do that behind the members. If you are going to testify, please remember to sign in at the podium up front. All questions come through the chair. And at this point, we'll open up testimony on Senate Bill 63. And I believe we have Senator Cutler.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Joni Cutler, Senator, District 14, Sioux Falls. And I'm a fill-in for a fill-in for the person whose legislation this is. Senator Lienerman could not be here today, and this legislation actually comes to us by way of former Senator Maggie Gillespie. And it's a result of her work with the Railroad Authority. I'd just like to read her comments about this legislation. She says, thank you for considering the above legislation. Currently, South Dakota law limits the length of the term of individuals appointed to serve on a regional railroad authority to 1 year. This legislation would extend the length of the term to 3 years. The current term length of 1 year is a very short period of time for a commissioner to serve. With regard to the Sioux Valley Regional Railroad Authority, most of the commissioners currently serving have been serving for a long period of time. The SVRRA has 9 commissioners appointed by individual governing bodies, including counties and cities. The annual appointment is an expense to the authority. It seems that it would be efficient and less expensive to extend the available time frame to 3 years. The appointments each year, at least for the SVRRA, for the most part, are redundant because in most cases the same people are appointed each year due to the longevity of service and the depth of knowledge of the appointed railroad commissioners. In my opinion, the change would also make it more convenient for cities and counties. So I believe the intent is just as a cost-saving mechanism for the people involved with these appointments, and ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 63. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cutler. Other proponents of Senate Bill 63? Other proponents of Senate Bill 63? Last call for proponents. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 63? Opponents of Senate Bill 63. Are there any opponents? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 63. We'll now open it up for discussion on and questions by the committee.
Move to pass.
We haven't closed it to public testimony at this point. We're just asking if there's any questions of the one presenter. The chair has a question. Should this be staggered terms? Would that be a wise thing to do? Because if we put it as 3 years, that means that, and we start it now, everyone would have, your board would be completely new after 3 years, and you know, maybe if some people would be reappointed, but I'd hate to see a board that, doesn't have any continuity. Any thought on that, Senator Cutler?
Thank you for the question. I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask, but my understanding is that at this point they're elected every year, and they haven't been doing any of that in a staggered fashion. So I don't know what we might be affecting if we did that. So the only change they're asking for is from 1 year to 3 years, but I can't tell you whether that's a good idea or not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Cutler. I see we have the Secretary of Transportation in the audience. Do you have any comment on this at all, Mr. Secretary? Sorry to put you on the spot. I want to do that so that you don't show up at committee meetings because you're afraid we'll pull you out of the audience.
You'd think by now I'd learned my lesson on that. I'm not sure that I do. The department obviously has no objection to Senate Bill 63. My only concern might be if you go as Senator Cutler and explain one of the reasons for this change is a cost-saving method. If you go to staggered terms, you're still going to have the expense of going through reappointments every year as opposed to doing one batch of reappointments every 3 years. I think there's my experience has been there is such a small amount of turnover on these regional authorities that I personally don't have a big concern that you're going to have a situation where they're all going to come due and you're going to have a complete turnover in the authority all at one time. So I don't see it as a huge issue, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and thank you for coming up. Any further questions by the committee? If not, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hunstead.
Move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Hunstead and seconded by Senator Hansen for do pass on Senate Bill 63. Discussion on that motion.
Well, my only discussion would be if I could get Senator Cutler to pitch all of my bills because she has really good sense for what's a good idea and a bad idea, if that could help. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Cutler.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Senate Bill 63 has received a unanimous vote. So Senate Bill 63 will go to the Senate floor. Senator Hansen.
Do you suppose that we should try putting this on consent?
Second.
Yes. It's been moved by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Krebs, that we put this on the consent calendar. Is there anyone that disagrees? Any opponents to putting this on the Senate's consent calendar? It will go to the floor on the Senate consent calendar. Thank you. As we know, let's see, how many we got here? There's 28 or so more other senators that may want to have another decision. But anyway, now we go to Senate Bill 64. Senate Bill 64. Senator Frisley. Today we have our own members plugging bills. Welcome, Senator Frisley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is on, right? Good morning and to Mr. Chairman. members of the Senate Committee. I'm Senator Art Frisley, District 6. I bring to you this morning Senate Bill 64 as an effort to clarify state law in respect to loans on titled vehicles. This bill comes as a result of a decision of the South Dakota Bankruptcy Court in 2011, holding that liens on titled vehicles in some cases need to be filed in the UCC system with the Secretary of State. This bill would create a clear, bright line rule that liens on any vehicle with a title are perfected on the title or in the title system. There are some experts that are going to testify and proponents. If you have any questions, I would refer to them. We think this is a great bill and would ask your favorable consideration to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Frisley. Further proponents of Senate Bill 64.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brett Kennecke. I'm a lawyer from Pierre and a lobbyist for the Bankers Association. I'm not sure who the experts are, but I hope they do a good job of answering the questions when the time comes.
Thank you, Mr. Kennecke.
If I could get one of the pages to hand out. I've got some extras. Mr. Chairman, I'm handing out a copy of the bankruptcy court decision. The Bankers Association became aware of this decision last summer. It appeared to cause some lack of clarity in the state's law as to when you note a lien on a title and when you note a lien on a titled vehicle. Apparently, the bankruptcy court thought you should do that for some vehicles through the UCC system at the Secretary of State's office. That was news to me. I thought if anything had a title, you put your lien on the title and you ran it through the system that we know of, that everybody knows about, for titled vehicles of any kind. The bankruptcy court didn't think that was the case, wrote that opinion, and we thought a bright-line rule should apply. So I started to draft a bill, worked with the division. Ms. Hilmer worked with the auto dealers as well. Found a lot of support for the idea that, yeah, we should have a bright-line rule, that if something has a title, any liens on that item, no matter how they are documented on the title or through the electronic title system and not through the UCC office at the Secretary of State's division. So the bright-line rule that's created is say you've got a tractor that doesn't have a title or a farm implement, liens on those items are through the UCC system at the Secretary of State's office. That's other law and not contained on the four corners of this page. This page then says anything that has a title, you document the lien on the title or through the electronic title file system that the department maintains. That's a bright line rule that bankers, that borrowers, that car dealers, that anybody can follow clearly, and we think that's good policy for South Dakota. So we're offering up the bill, and I'll stand by and try to answer any questions that you've got.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 64. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Brett did bring this bill to us and let us take a look at it, and when he was proposing the language, we asked that he clarified even a little bit more that when the lien is on the title document and on our electronic system, that it is considered perfected. And it really leads us into the future of going to electronic titles and having those liens being perfected on that electronic system. So we think it's good legislation, and we do support it. Be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 64.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lindsay Ryder Rapp. I'm registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers, and I am here today also to lend my support to this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 64.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Myron Rao, the president and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association, and I know that people listening on the internet can't see me, so I just wanted to make, for the record, let you know I wore a bow tie for the chairman, and he didn't reciprocate, but I just want the record to reflect that, Mr. Chairman.
And, it's not Bow Tie Friday yet, so.
I understand that, but I did this in your honor, and
Thank
it took
you.
Me a long time to tie one, tie it because it's been a long time. We too rise in support. Perfection of liens has always been a problem for dealers, and I think this makes it a lot clearer, and it's going to help us at the end of the day. So we, again, I encourage your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 64. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 64? Opponents of Senate Bill 64. Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 64. We'll now open it up for questions. Does anyone have any questions on Senate Bill 64? Just one quick one for either one, anyone that wants to answer it. Has there ever been a problem when you, between the paper and the electronic, one saying it's, that the lien has been taken off and the other one not? Does that present a problem when you have two different ways of perfecting it?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for that question. Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We have had instances where the liens have been noted on the title document and then also maybe even on our electronic system, but the dealers send that paperwork to the customer to take in and actually transfer the ownership. And so we have had instances where it would be perfected on the title document and or on our system, and then the title document didn't get transferred, the title gets lost, so they go back and apply for a duplicate. And so we have had some instances of that, but not very many. Actually, with the electronic system, it's much better. As you know, our dealers put all of their transfers online with us, so we know then when that transaction took place, that lien is perfected. So the lien holder is actually, even though you may not have went in and transferred your title document yet, the lien holder knows that that lien is noted on that record. So we think it really provides and is a clear line that that lien is perfected at that time that it's noted on that electronic system. So
does the electronic system then, is that the one that carries the most weight, would I say?
I would say, Mr. Chairman, yes. That would be the one that we would probably rely on if we did not have the paper. If we had a discretion between the paper and the electronic system, then we would contact both lien holders and owner and the dealer maybe that did it to make a determination as to who the rightful owner was or who the rightful lien holder would be to be perfected at that time. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions by the committee? There are no questions by the committee. We will close it to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to pass.
It's been moved to pass by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Cutler, that Senate Bill 64 do pass. Those in favor, please say, or any discussion on that? Senator Hansen.
Well, I guess not necessarily discussion, but just a couple comments. You know, I think that our reliance on our title laws, as we have always assumed them to be, are very important, and it's a dangerous situation to have any possibility of a conflict between who thinks that they might be first in line as a lender. And so I think that clarification is very important, and so it's very important that this bill pass.
Thank you. Any further comments by the committee? If not, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Cutler.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Senate Bill 64 has been approved by a unanimous vote of the Transportation Committee and will go to the floor. Senator Frisley. It would be proper at this time. You would so move. Is there a second? Second by Senator Hansen. Is there anyone that is opposed to sending this bill to the floor on the consent calendar? Anyone opposed? If not, Senate Bill 64 will go to the floor on the consent calendar.
Thank you.
That ends our bills that we have up today. Is there anything else for the committee? Oh, I'm sorry. We have two governor's appointments. Goodness gracious. We will start with the first one, is Tom Greenway. And Tom Greenway is actually from my home area, from Davison County in Mitchell. He's been a county commissioner, has been on the authority, I think, been involved with the railroads for a long time. So at this point, those in favor of Thomas Greenway would please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darren Burke with Secretary for DOT, and it's really my privilege this morning to appear in front of you on behalf of and in support of both Mr. Greenway and Mr. Stern. Mr. Greenway is a new appointment by Governor Dugard to the South Dakota Rail Authority. As the chairman indicated, he's from down in the Mitchell area. He operates a farm operation down there. He is currently the chairman of the Mitchell to Rep City MRC Regional Rail Authority. We talked earlier this session about the MRC project on the rail rehabilitation project from Mitchell to Chamberlain and the MRC's involvement in that, and Mr. Greenway was a big part of that. Not only is he currently the chairman of that authority, he's been on that regional rail authority since its creation back in the 80s, more than 25 years. He brings a tremendous amount of interest, knowledge of railroading issues in South Dakota to the table and to his appointment. As an ag producer, he certainly understands the benefits to the ag community of having shipping options available and having alternative options in the form of good rail service to shippers in South Dakota. I think we're very fortunate to have an individual like Mr. Greenway who's willing to serve on the South Dakota Rail Authority with the experience he has on those rail issues. And Mr. Chairman, I would encourage this committee's support of that appointment of Mr. Greenway to the South Dakota Rail Authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any other comments on the advice and consent of Thomas L. Greenway to the South Dakota Rail Authority? If there are none, we will close it to public comments and open it up for the committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move advice and consent for Thomas Greenway to the South Dakota Railroad Authority.
Is there a second? It's been moved by Senator Krebs, and seconded by Senator Hansen for the nomination of Thomas L. Greenway to the South Dakota Railroad Authority. Any comments on that motion? I will make one quick one. I've known Tom Greenway for a very long time, and as the committee will remember when we had this discussion earlier, I was the first president of the Mitchell Rapid City Rail User Association, and I think I think it was Tom Greenway I gave my big set of files to when I got off of that rail user group. So he's carried that ball ever since then and has been intricately involved with the railroad. So I think it's an excellent appointment, and I would also urge the committee to support that. With that, if there's no further discussion, we will have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor of placing Mr. Greenway on the South Dakota Rail Authority say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Cutler.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Brisley.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Thomas Greenway has received a vote of 7-0, a unanimous vote to the South Dakota Rail Authority. And it will go to the floor. Senator Hansen.
I move that this appointment go to the floor on consent.
Been moved that we place Tom Greenway's appointment to the Rail Authority on the consent calendar. Is there anyone that disagrees with that motion?
Second.
Oh, I need a second.
Second.
Senator Cutler seconds. Is there anyone that disagrees with that motion? If not, the appointment of Tom Greenway to the South Dakota Rail Authority will go to the floor on the consent calendar. Next, we have the appointment of Scott G. Stern from Hutchinson County to the South Dakota Rail Authority.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Darren Burke was Secretary for the DOT. Mr. Stern is a reappointment to the South Dakota Rail Authority. He's from Freeman, and he is the Vice President of Stern Oil, a position he's had since 1983. Mr. Stern just celebrated this past year 25 years of service to the South Dakota Rail Authority, having been first appointed in 1986. Like Mr. Greenway, he has been a longtime advocate of promoting and enhancing rail service in South Dakota. He particularly understands the benefit of good rail service to the agricultural community and the ag economy in South Dakota. Again, someone with 25 years of not only interest but support and involvement and experience in rail issues in South Dakota. Like with Mr. Greenway, I'll say the same with Mr. Stern. We in South Dakota are really very fortunate that we have two individuals with this amount of experience and interest and knowledge of railroading issues who are willing to serve the state in the capacity as a member of the South Dakota Rail Authority. And I'm very glad to see Governor Dugard reappoint Mr. Stern to this committee and to this authority. And I would urge this committee to also support that appointment. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any further comments on the appointment of Scott Stern to the South Dakota Rail Authority? If not, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up for committee action and or discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Krebs.
Move advising consent for Scott Stern to the appointment or for the appointment to the South Dakota Railroad Authority.
Is there a second? Been moved by Senator Krebs, second by Senator Hansen, that Scott G. Stern receive the advice and consent to the South Dakota Rail Authority. Any discussion on that motion? The chair will just make a quick one. We really appreciate Mr. Stern. I think you said 25 years on the Rail Authority. I remember back when we decided to purchase the old Milwaukee Road, which runs right through that Freeman area. And it's great to see that we still have people that realize the importance that railroads have to our economy. So with that, those in favor of Scott Stern appointment to the South Dakota Rail Authority, please say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Cutler.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Brisley.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Scott Stern has received a unanimous vote of 7-0 of the committee for the advice and consent to the South Dakota Rail Authority. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this advice and consent go to the floor on the consent calendar.
It's been moved by Senator Hansen. Is there a second to take this to the consent calendar?
Second.
It's been seconded by Senator Cutler to move the advice and consent of Scott Stern to the South Dakota Rail Authority to the consent calendar. Is there anyone on the committee that is opposed to that move? Anyone that is opposed to that move? Scott Stern's appointment to the advice and consent of that appointment to the South Dakota Rail Authority will go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. With that, now, is there any other business to come before the committee? Senator Hansen has moved we adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved by Senator Cutler that we adjourn the meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee is adjourned.